For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill, and this week we are taking time to recap the 2018 Minnesota State FFA Convention here on Chasm Radio. We're talking to many Central Minnesota FFA chapters, and we get a chance to check in with our new state officers. And Laura Lee Eaton joining us. She is the reporter on the 2018 team. And Laura Lee, thanks for joining us. And, you know, we're a week or so after convention, and has the nerves and the shock kind of gone away that you're now a state FFA officer?
I don't think it'll ever go away. After convention, I'm one of those people who's usually not lost for words, but I finally found a point where I was speechless.
Well, Laura Lee, talk about yourself, the high school you go to currently, and how you ever got started in the FFA.
Oh, yeah. So I go to Pine Island High School, which is about 10 minutes north of Rochester. And I got started in FFA through my brother. He was the chapter president, and he brought me to a meeting. And that's where I really got a big passion in FFA, and I saw the future of FFA and how it really helps members grow. And the leadership aspect of that really got me going into FFA.
Now, Laura Lee, did you have any interest at all in agriculture before joining the FFA?
Yes, so I've been in 4-H since the third grade showing chickens, and so actually one of the first conversations I had with my advisor, Mr. Erickson, was I will do anything and everything that involves chickens here in the FFA, and so I got started in the poultry CDE, and I absolutely love it.
So you mentioned your time getting started in the FFA. Over the years, what did you all get involved in? You mentioned the poultry. Anything else at all when it comes to your local chapter?
Yes, so I've served on various officer teams with my chapter, being chapter treasurer for 2 years and then chapter president this year. I've also become a region officer for the past 2 years as region treasurer, and then I just finished my term as region president for Region 8, and that was actually an amazing year. I learned, I've led various camps through being an officer there. My SAE is poultry entrepreneurship, where I have been breeding and raising my own black ostrilop chickens and showing them through FFA and 4-H shows. I am a pizza delivery driver, so I learn all about the food processing side as well in agriculture.
So you learn that you don't sleep either, right?
Yeah, exactly. Over the years, sacrificing sleep is kind of a big thing.
So you're counting the days down as a senior in high school. What is your next step all involved? Is it college or what's next?
Well, I'm super excited to announce that I will be attending SDSU, or South Dakota State University for Agricultural Education.
Well, that's great. What really clicked and said to you that this is the place for you to go?
When I visited the campus, I got a tour from one of my teammates, and he really just showed the passion he had for becoming a Jack, and I think that I found my place among the Jacks as well.
Laura Lee, one final question as you kind of look at all your memories in the FFA. Are there one or two things that stand out and say, boy, I had fun there, or it was great to meet this person or that person? Anything really stand out in your years of FFA at your high school?
Yes. So last summer I got to go to State Green Hand Camp, where we have 9th graders and 10th graders and 8th graders go to Hackensack, Minnesota for a week. And so as a region president, I got to have my own small group. And so we would meet and go over the stuff we would learn in sessions. And at the beginning, it was amazing to see how shy and quiet they were, but to watch them grow over that week and truly become a family and a team. And the connection that stayed with me and them throughout the year is incredible, the way that you can provide passion to them and they just take to you so well.
Laura Lee Eaton joining us. She is one of the new state FFA officers serving as a reporter. And Laura Lee, we appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing a few minutes, getting to know you, and congratulations to yourself. And good luck as you head off to college in a few months, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You bet. Laura Lee Eaton joining us here on Chasm Radio, number one farm radio in central Minnesota. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.